People sharing their stuff with others is nothing new. Human beings have been exchanging and bartering since the dawn of history. But in recent years, the internet has helped the so-called sharing economy reach new heights. Car shares, bike shares, Facebook, YouTube, Craigslist, all of our lives are being affected by this shift in one way or another. And a lot of the new way we share is happening here in the Bay Area. So today, we want to look at the current state of the sharing economy, where it came from, and where it's going.
It's always more fun to share with everyone.
No coercion, no compulsion, just purely for the spirit of generosity.
Hey, Bert, would you share that half a cookie with me?
Sharing is hard sometimes for everyone, isn't it?
Instead of saying, what can I get, what can I give?
If you have three. And here to help us explore this is KALW's Jen Sheehan. Welcome.
Hi, Ben. Glad to be here.
So, Jen, you've been doing a bulk of the reporting on the sharing economy for us for a series we've been rolling out in this past year. Could you tell us a little bit about the stories you've done?
Yeah. So I profiled a bilingual community bike shop in East Oakland called Colectivalo. And I did a story about a donation-based dance event in Berkeley called Soul Sanctuary. And then one about an alternative economic system based on exchanging time instead of money, which we'll be hearing later in the show. And, you know, as I explored the different ideas and companies sprouting up around the concept of sharing, I realized that there were some common threads emerging, but there was also still a lot of trial and error going on.
Right. So is there any way of knowing where this sharing trend kind of started?
Well, if anyone could answer that, I think it's Neil Gorenflot. He's the co-founder and publisher of the online magazine Shareable.net. I met up with him to get his perspective on how the sharing economy has evolved, and I asked him that very question.
The sharing economy, or the idea of sharing, has risen because of opportunity and crisis. So we're in, both an economic and an environmental crisis. We've reached our limits in some ways, I feel, or at least there's some signs of that. And so sharing is a way another way that we can go. You know, instead of prosperity through growth, we can go towards prosperity through sharing.
So would you say that this new version of the sharing economy started around the recession or was spurred by the recession?
Yeah, and the other thing is not only do you have we have the motivation to share, but also the means now with wide adoption of smartphones and the internet, right? So we have the means and the motivation, very powerful, both very powerful drivers. And yeah, I would say that this idea, this resurgence in interest and the labeling of it, the sharing economy, came out, yeah, definitely out of the recession, out of around 2008, 2007. We launched in 2009. And we launched with the idea that...
And when you say we, you mean Shareable.
We mean Shareable, yeah, the nonprofit. We started Shareable with the question, you know, how do we start a movement for sharing? And then when we did the research, we were like, oh my goodness, they're like, it's breaking out, you know, or about to break out all over the place. We saw all of these trends, all of these new things emerging where sharing was the common thread. And we're like, no, we don't need to start a movement. We need to accelerate or, right, catalyze.
Can you describe the different incarnations of the sharing economy? So it seems to be an umbrella term for a lot of different things.
Yeah. So Shareable, we define it very broadly, which is a little bit different than the mainstream media, which will talk about the sexy technology stuff, you know, like Airbnb, you know, which is peer-to-peer accommodation, and Sidecar and Lyft, which is ride sharing and peer-to-peer car sharing, relay rides and get around, for instance. And that tends to get labeled the sharing economy in the mainstream media. But we see the sharing economy as much broader, encompassing things like open source software, the cooperative movement, you know, all the open X movements, open education. And so we see it as something where everyone's needs are met within ecological bounds. So there's a sort of social justice or fairness element to it. But we didn't want to kind of use those old terms that are kind of part of a left-right sort of black-and-white thinking about politics. The movement that we see is not left- or right-oriented, that actually combines elements from both sides of the political spectrum, both the idea of a free market, but also fairness and access.
So you've been observing the sharing economy through Shareable since 2009. What do you think has changed since then in that time?
Well, the public dialogue has changed quite a bit, and it started out to be more public, I think, public interest oriented and focused more on it as a lifestyle, kind of a lifestyle choice and something, the informal aspects of it. And now has evolved, a lot of money has flowed into it. And so this more typical sort of startup rhetoric and thinking around it is more prevalent now. Yeah.
Was there a particular company or way of sharing that was a game changer?
Yeah, I think, you know, it depends on the timing. I mean, Zipcar certainly was really important, became the largest car sharing organization in the world and mainstreamed the idea, at least, even though it's still relatively small user base. And so the idea of sharing cars, that's a huge shift to think about for Americans because cars are so iconic and we're you know, it's tied to our identity and a big piece of the consumer economy revolves around, you know, cars and car spend things around, they spend around cars. And then, you know, Airbnb came around and now started talking about sharing our homes. And so here, the two, I think, linchpins of the consumer economy, I would say, you know, the majority of consumer spending is, you know, somehow tied to cars and homes, right? And so when you start to change those ideas of how we consume those or how we share those assets, then, you know, the consumer economy starts to pivot.